Simin Resh Kufches. Sif Ches through your Beis. Beis Hashem. And a little Tikkun Ha'aro. The Sugya Machlokes between Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Tfilas Mincha. The Mechaber Paskins in Kufches Sif Ches. Mishalei Yisbalim. Boy, she's like man, it's well, she's a summer shadani, surely is man, Akhashe, Yigmar is the Isik, she's a sick boy. Ubenkach, Ubenkach, overlay a show, the Him is your Torah, the Turk, my minor, she's lovely, they have to, the Him, I did Kachif in Spalo, the Him is Shikovly is Palo, Kulum Hashuva, and Usmi Hashem Tashlun. As the Mishnah Brewer points out, the only time that we consider somebody amazing that there's no dinner Tashlumin is Zafko when he's Mavatos Vila, Bishot Nefesh, is the Lashon of the Mishnah Brewer. The Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan is B'mezid Gomer. That means somebody that he knew right now is the last time for him to daven, and he decided not to daven. Such a person does not have Tashlumin. Somebody that knew now that he has time to daven, and he says, but I still have another hour later on, and therefore I'll push it off to an hour later on. And then the time passes, says the Aruch HaShulchan. That's also not considered B'mezid, that's not Shon Nefesh, and that's not a problem. Certainly, if somebody was Oisik in his to be mafs, shleyavli dehefsid is not considered an onus. Says Ramo, however, miu lechatchila yavar zman tefila mishum hefsid moment. A person should not lose out and not daven just because of a hefsid moment. If you look, there's an interesting halacha with regard to tefila b'tzibur and simin tzadi. Tzivkotin choftes, Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's a difference between hefsid, saving yourself from a hefsid, and not being marviach. He says as follows: Im hu honest moment shemachmas ishtalus leitzbalim betzibur yovli dehefsin. If a person, because he's going to daven betzibur, he's going to lose out some money. Yochel leitzbal bebeis beyachad beizakneset bleitzibur. He's allowed to daven miyachidus. Avo mishum miniyaz revach laimer min leitzbalim betzibur. He says, however, if you're just not going to make money, you have a good deal that you can make, and because you're going to daven betzibur, you're not going to be able to make the money. You shouldn't miss out on tefillah b'tzibur. There's a big chiluk between losing out money and just not gaining money. In other words, we'll allow you not to daven b'tzibur so that you shouldn't lose money that you already have in your pocket. However, to gain more money, if you're not going to be able to gain it because you're daven b'tzibur, then we're not going to allow you not to daven b'tzibur. And Mishnah Berurah goes on to bring a story of somebody that lost out thousands of rubles because he decided to daven mitzibur, and he ends off with some chagoyin simcha gedela sheishlech mineged moment rav avor tefillah tzibur. For sure, very much to the Chofetz Chaim Shari Tzfuno and Bitochen that we mentioned this past week. That a person's not going to lose out. If a person does the rasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not going to lose out on his. Even though there's no happy ending at the end of the story, it doesn't say that he won the lottery the next day. No, he lost money, but I'm sure before the next Rosh Hashanah, if he was supposed to have the money, he had the money. Either way, lechera, that's the pshat in Unzer Amo. Miu lechatchila yavres matfilim mishum hefted momen means even mishum hefted momen. Certainly, if a person is just menias revach, that a person is going to pass by, so he's oisik in making money and just not protecting himself from not losing, certainly he shouldn't miss the matfilim. Says the Amo, even in a case where you're going to lose money if you don't daven now, nevertheless, you shouldn't allow the Zman Tefillah to pass just because you're going to lose some money. And L'chari, that's the same, that's also Pshat Mishnah Berurah. Somebody L'meach says, if a person is busy, shall yavali they have said. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'chein am ayatar liknes v'lim kurs charasa v'yadei kachav Zman Tefillah. So too, if he was busy with his business. Why is that different than he's busy not coming to Hefsin? He's also busy with his business. The answer is no, it's a bigger Kaddish. Even though it's not just that he's busy, that he shouldn't lose money. He's busy making money. That's also not considered that he's mevatla b'shot nefesh. It's considered that he's honest, and therefore anybody that's busy with their business does have a din tashlumin. Interestingly enough, the Bir Halacha says, "Kosev im ein bor hezeko, or lestamin kosev davi preshaya." Well, the Rambam kosev du shogig. Again, are you sofik v'nir di spal yasna? Says Mishnah Berurah, if it's not 100% sure that you're going to well they have said, then it's not so pasha that you have a din tashlumin. It's only if it's a bor that have said. That's what he brings down from the Eilas Talmud. The other Rabbi says no. Even if it's not bor that have said, that's also you have a din tashlumin. What's the tzad that is considered that he shouldn't have a din tashlumin. The Mishnah Berurah says the only time they don't have a din tashlumin is if you're mevatel b'shot nefesh. It's shot nefesh, if a guy thinks that he's going to lose money, he's not sure if he's going to lose money. He might lose $1,000, he might not. That's considered b'shot nefesh if he's trying to make sure that he doesn't lose that $1,000. Not clear why there should be a suffix b'chal. He brings down that the Rabbi says that in Echonami has din ashegi, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go like that. He says it's a suffix. And therefore, why is it a suffix? L'chor is not shot nefesh. And the truth is, if we look at the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan Siv Zayin says that the whole din of the Ramah that says, L'chatchilo yavaz matvil mishum hefter mamin, is not talking about a vada hefter mamin. It's talking about a suffix hefter mamin. Because if it's a vada hefter mamin, it says, Eino chayiv la'abid mamin rav, b'shvil mitzvah the Rabbanon shal tvilo. So, b'chol, you're not mechuyiv to lose a lot of money. Mr. Brewer says, maybe it's dafka chaymish. We know that the Aruch HaShulchan goes even without that. To lose a lot of money for tvilo, the Rabbanon, mitzvah the Rabbanon. Says you're not mechuyif to him. The whole din of the Ramah is only by a suffix. For some reason, Mishnah Berurah understood that if it's a suffix, if he's going to lose that money, then maybe he doesn't have a din tashlumin. That's a vade minyas revach. L'chor it's a vade. Either way, it's a vade. It's a vade hefzer or vade minyas revach. And therefore, that's considered a shlumen. But if you have a suffix, maybe it's worse off. Sif test. Tov le'yisbal mincha b'erev Shabbos, yisbal arvei shtayim shel Shabbos, rishon le'arvei shashni le'tashlumen. Even when you didn't daven on erev Shabbos, so you missed out on a tefillah chol, nevertheless, your tashlumen will be a tefillah shel Shabbos. V'wadin im le'yisbal mincha b'erev reshchidish, mispal shel reshchidish shtayim. The same halacha applies to the Ramah in a case where a person did not daven on Erev Rosh Chodesh, so he wasn't supposed to say Yalav Yavai. Now he's going to daven a Tefillas Tashlumin, he should say Yalav Yavai. Sayin Tefillas Chayv, Sayin Tefillas Tashlumin. Doesn't make a difference that he's doing a Tefillas Tashlumin for a Tefillah that he wasn't supposed to say Yalav Yavai. Now he's supposed to say Yalav Yavai, so he says Yalav Yavai. Now comes along the Mishnah Berurah over here and he says the Chiddush that probably half the Chabura asked me when he gets to this Chiddush that L'chor is a Tartid Disaster, and L'chor is a Tartid Disaster. Mishnah Berurah says as follows, Paskin Zalach Lamaisa. If a person did not daven on Erev Rosh Chodesh, Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and then he daven two Tfilas of Marv to make up as Tashlumin. If he did not say Yalav Yovoy in the second Tfila, he says, you don't have to go back. Even though you're making up your Tfila for Mincha, I'm sorry. Start with the first case. First case is, if you do not daven Marav on Leil Rosh Chodesh, the first case Mishnah Berurah brings down. If you do not daven Marav on Leil Rosh Chodesh, and you daven Shacharis twice, your second tefillah, Shacharis, was the Tashlumin. You should have said Yalav Yavai in both of them. If you do not say Yalav Yavai in the second one, the halacha is, says Mishnah Berurah, you do not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Even though it's Shacharis, and by Shacharis, if you forget to say Yalav Yavai, you do have to repeat. But since you're making up a tefillah of Marav, which if you didn't say Yalav Yavai, you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, your tashlumin can't be more chomer than the ikar tefillah that you're missing it, that you missed out on. Maybe you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Then the Mishnah Berurah says the flip side. He says if you have a 2-day Rosh Chodesh and you're making up for mincha of Rosh Chodesh that you didn't daven, and the second night of Rosh Chodesh you davening 2 tefillahs marav, and the second marav you did not say Yalav Yavai, even though you're making up for a tefillah that if you forgot Yalav Yavai you'd have to go back, but since right now you're davening a marav and by marav you don't have to go back, Mamela, you don't have to go back. And the shayla is Maman of Shach. Harav Mishnah Berurah. What's the Tefillah Tashlumin? Is the Tefillah Tashlumin making up the Tefillah from beforehand? Or is the Tefillah Tashlumin the Tefillah from now? If the Tefillah Tashlumin is making up the Tefillah beforehand, so in the case where you missed out Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, you should have to go back by Marav if you forgot Yalav Yavai. And if the Tefillah is how the Tefillah is now, so then if you missed Marav on Rosh Chodesh, even though you don't have to go back for Marav, but now since I'm davening Shach, you shouldn't have to go back. So the truth is that if you look at the Chayodim says, the klal is we always go by tefillas tashlumin nekulo. Why is that? You could say safek brachas lahakol, but it's lechur. It's even more than that. The etzem vart lechur is true. If you look at the Magen Yibarim in Siman Tafchav Beis, where Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, he's marich when he gets to this shayla, and he says at the end of the day he comes out that either way nekulo, you don't have to go back and say and daven again, and he really says because both of the things are true. Both of the tzadim are true. In other words, the tefillas tashlumin can't be more chomer than the tefillah that you're making up. It also can't be more chomer than the tefillah that I'm davening now, the ikar tefillah that I'm davening now. Tashlumin is just is an extra tefillah, it's an extra credit tefillah. You might be mechuyev in tashlumin, but it's not a ikar tefillah that you're mechuyev. You don't get tzchar tefillah bezmana. It's a secondary tefillah. And Mamela, it can't be more chomer than tefillah that I'm making up. So if the tefillah that I'm making up, I won't have to go back, then this tefillah I don't have to go back. And similarly, it can't be more chomer than the ikr tefillah that the zmane is now. And therefore, if the zmane is now, I won't have to make it up. So now I don't have to make it up. The chomer of the nekuda is because tefillah tashlumin is halavai shisbalam kaliyam kula, like this it says. You lost that on the rachamim, Mamela you're being moistav rachamim. You don't have a schar tefillah bezmano. You have a schar tefillah. Tefillah is rachamim. You could have that at any time. But as so long as you have that rachamim, we don't have to pin it on a specific type of tefillah. You're trying to be mashlim the rachamim that you were chaser. The mela, as long as you're mashlim the rachamim, the fact that the tefillah doesn't have a special gather. It's not the tefillah beforehand and the tefillah afterwards. You're being moist of another tefillah that you didn't have beforehand, that you lost out on. The mela, it's not going to be more chamer than the tefillah that you were supposed to daven. It's not going to be more chamer than the tefillah that you're davening right now. And the mela, that's the Mishnah Berurah paskins. We go lekula by both of them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Ramah, if a person did not daven Rosh Chodesh on Erev Rosh Chodesh, did not daven Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, he's supposed to daven Ma'arav twice. He says Yalav Yavin both of them. He says if he only said Yalav Yavin the second one and not the first one, then he has to go back. He has to daven another tefillah. Why? Because he was Megal Adas. It's like Atachan Atanu. The same way that it's before in the Gemara, according to the Rif, that if you said Atachan Atanu the second tefillah, not the first tefillah, your Megal Adas, the second tefillah is the Choyva, not the first tefillah. So too, if you said Yalav Yavin in the second tefillah, not the first tefillah, shows that the second tefillah is your ma'ariv, which now is the time for Rosh Chodesh, and the first tefillah was your tashlumin. Mainly you have to go back. And l'chorot tamua, like is mavur in the Taz, or the Taz is ma'ariv. Taz says, what do you mean? It's a big thing to say atachan atonu yal v'yami. Atachan atonu, you're only supposed to say one time. Once you make Avdallah once, that's it. So if you say, you're only supposed to say it in one tefillah. You said it in the wrong tefillah, it shows that obviously that's the tefillah that you had in mind, should be the tefillah chayva, not the tefillah tashlumin. But by yal v'yami, you're supposed to say yal v'yami in all the tefillahs. Any tefillah that you daven in Yalvi is supposed to say Yalvi. You daven in Rosh Chodesh is supposed to say Yalvi Yavim. So the fact that you said it in one of the tefillahs, not the second tefillah, means that I want that tefillah should be my ikar tefillah, and the other one is a tashlumin. No, so it's saying it in both. I just forgot to say it in one of them. Mishnah Berurah Lamaisa does not say that. Mishnah Berurah Paskins, if you said Yalvi Yavim only in the second one, not in the first one, then you have to go back and daven another Shemoneh Esrei. However, he does Paskin that if your das was that the first one should be lechayva and the second one should be for tashlumin, then in Echanam you don't have to go back. So Kanira, the whole Nidin is only if you don't have Das at all. If you don't have Das at all, then we have to look at it at face value. What do we see in front of us? We see two Shemoneh Esreis. One of them has a Yalav Yavim, one of them doesn't have a Yalav Yavim. Why does one of them have a Yalav Yavim and not the other one? It must be, if one of them has a Yalav Yavim and not the other one, that the Yalav Yavim is the one that you had in mind to daven for now, the Chayva now. And the one that doesn't have a Yalav Yavim is to make up for before, and then he wants to say Yalav Yavim. That's what we see at face value. And Memela, the Mishnah Berurah Nemzon Halacha, like the Ramah, that that's how we paskin, that if you said the second one with Yalav Yavai, not the first one, then you have to go back and daven another Shemoneh Esrei. And that's the halacha of Sifyur. Sifyur, Tov lo yisbal mincha b'shabbos, yisbal matzah shabbos shtayim. Mavdu b'shenim v'mavdu b'shniyo. V'im lo yivdu b'shenim v'hivdu b'shniyo, shniyo also lo yivishen lo yoso lo. V'im yivdu b'shniyo, lo yivdu b'shniyo yoso. The halacha is also with Atachan Atonu. This is the Iker halacha, which is mentioned in the Gemara according to the Rif. That if a person did not daven mincho on Shabbos, he's supposed to daven matzah Shabbos twice, say Avdallah in the first one and not the second one. If he switched it around, then he's not yetzer. Says the Mishnah Berurah from the Magen Avraham, halacha l'maisa, that that's only if you didn't have das. If you didn't have das, that the first one should be for chayva and the second one should be for tashlumin. But if you had das, you learned, Baruch Hashem, you were in Kavan Chabur, you learned kufches, and you know that the first one is supposed to daven twice, the first one's for chayva, the second one's for tashlumin. And you didn't and you had in mind the correct order, even though you had a gilui das that seems to imply that the second one is your chayva because you said atachan atanu the second one, not the first one. Nevertheless, you're yetzer. Why? Because we go bas your das, which means according to the Magen Avraham, your das is able to override your gilui das. Your gilui das shows that atachan atanu your second tefila was the tefila's chayva, not the first. You said atachan atanu the second one, not the first one. So your machshava that you wanted the second one to be tashlumin overrides the gilui das, which was the atachan atanu that was supposed to be for chayva. Says the Magen Avraham, how do I know this? Just like we wrote in Sif Aleph. What did he write in Sif Aleph? That we don't go basar your a person's das. That means that if it's a Tuesday afternoon and he's making up davening two minchas to make up for shachar that he missed, there's no atachan atanu involved over here. And he had in mind that the first one should be for Tashlumin, the second one for Chayvah. Wrong order. Says the Mechaber, the Dakamoshe, Lehedya, that you messed up and you have to have another Shemir Nesri. Says the Magen Avraham and the Taz. No, we don't go Basar. The only time that it's a problem is if you have a Gilui Das in the Shemir Nesri. But if you don't have a Gilui Das in the Shemir Nesri, the fact that your Kavana was to switch the order, that's not going to change anything. L'chor is the steer in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham by us says that even if you have a Gilui Das, that's a Chanan Tonu, in the second Shemir Nesri, which shows that you wanted the second one to be for a Choyva, and not the first one, nevertheless, your Das could override it and tell you that it was just a mistake, an accident, I said in the second one, I said in the first. So certainly, if you don't have a Gilui Das, you don't have anything that's telling you what type of Shemir Nesri it is, certainly your Machshava should be able to be Koveya what type of Shemir Nesri it is. Certainly, and Magen Avraham says, L'chor in Sef Aleph, not that way. A few of the Oilam, Rav Wallerstein, and Rav Eli, and Rav Aaron, they all wanted to say basically the same verse, and L'chor, that's what's Mavur, in that there's a difference between a case where you have a Gilui Das or you don't have a Gilui Das. If you have a Gilui Das in your Shemir Nesri, you said Atachan Antonu in the second Shemir Nesri instead of the first Shemir Nesri, that means that there's something that's wrong here. There's something that's screaming, why did this guy say Atachan Antonu in the second Shemir Nesri? He's supposed to say in the first Shemir Nesri. So we have to figure out what's wrong. What happened over here? So ask the guy. Ask the guy, like the Talmud says, what happened? The guy died? Why can't we ask the guy? Ask the guy what happened. We ask the guy says, no, I just made a mistake. The first one says to be Chayv, the second one says to be Shlum, and I forgot to say in the first one, so I'm saying in the second one. Mamela, that's fine. Your Das could be Megale on your Gilui Das. That was just a mistake. However, if you don't have any issue in the Shemir Nesri Bechlal, so there's no questions. No Q's, no C's. No questions, no comments. We don't have anything wrong with the Shemir Nesri. We don't see any problems. If we don't see any problems, then we don't care about what your Das is Bechlal. Your Das doesn't have to go ahead and define what we see. What we see is that there's no problem at all. If there's no problem at all, then we don't have to reckon with your Das Bechlal. That's l'halach l'maisa, the way that the Mishnah Berurah paskens though, is not like the Magen Avraham in Sif Aleph, and he says that if you had Das Lahedyo, it does ruin it. And however he paskens like the Magen Avraham over here, and he says that if you had Das, he says if you had, even though you messed up and you said Atachan Tonu in the second one, if you knew that it was supposed to be, the second one was supposed to be for Tashlumin, then you're okay. Now the Olam was handling, it's a very good Shiloh. Just ask Olam what they think about it. What happens if a guy was spacing out? He knows he's supposed to daven two Shemir Nesris. He didn't daven Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. He's supposed to daven two Shemir Nesris for Maariv. And he wasn't thinking, what's the first one? Chayiv for the second one. He forgot Atachan Tonu the second one. And then the first one, now he's holding by the second one. He's holding by the second one, and he says, Atachan Tonu. Now what does he do? He catches himself just as he finishes Atachan Tonu. So what should he do now? He just ruined the Shemir Nesris. He shot himself in the foot. Because he just was Megala right now that the second one is for Tashlumin. Can he continue Shemir Nesri? If he's going to continue Shemir Nesri and finish Shemir Nesri, then he's going to invalidate the first Shemir Nesri that he has. Not to continue, then he's going to have problems with Bracha Levatalas. If he does continue, he's going to make the first Shemir Nesri all Bracha Levatalas. What does he do in such a case? What's he supposed to do? So if you didn't have any Das whatsoever, then L'chur, you could change your... decide that you want your second one to be a Choyva right now. The Mishnah Berurah was only mistopic whether or not you could change a Tashlumin to Choyva in the middle or a Choyva to Tashlumin. If you had no Das, just to be Choyva, which one you want, then the Choyva, you'd be able to say that it should be considered a Choyva now. You want it to be the Tashlumin right now. I'm sorry. You want the second one to be Tashlumin right now. And then there's no problem. And the Mishnah Berurah, as a matter of fact, says the Lechatchil, you could do that. If a person forgot, was supposed to say Yal V'Yavar in both of the Tfilas, Maariv and the Tashlumin. And if he got to say in the first one, so now if he says it in the second one, he's going to be in trouble. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, in the Sharatim. He says, if you have Kavana Lehedya that you want it to be for Tashlumin, then you're allowed to say Lechatchil, you're allowed to say Yal V'Yavar, even though Lechur looks like a Gilu Das, which is not good. Sharatim is not a problem. So if a person didn't have any Das, and then he says Atachan Atan in the second one, Lechur, you could be Kaveya, that he wants the second one to be for Tashlumin. Lechur, that's what he should do in such a case. Now, Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber says, if you're mavdal on both of them, or not mavdal on both of them, then you're yitzah. You're not mavdal on both of them. Why? Because you can be mavdal lekoyt. And yeah, but we go not like the Taz. True. Right. We go not like the Taz. Like Mishnah Berurah, like the Sharatin says. But it's true. If you don't say mavdal in either one of them, you're yitzah. Side the Mishnah Berurah, side the Bi'ur Halacha. Somebody is murdered. The Bi'ur Halacha does not seem to be most of anything on the Mishnah Berurah. They say the exact same thing. Shem the Kaimelah and Dim Lahivdal. So if you didn't say Abdel by both of them. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, what do you do if a person didn't daven Maariv, Motzei Shabbos, when he davened Shacharis Does he say Atach HaNatanu or not? He brings on a Machlekes Achreinim. The Magen Avraham quotes the Knesset HaGedolah B'Shem Radbaz that you say Atach HaNatanu. The Magen Avraham says, I'm sorry, he says that you shouldn't say Atach HaNatanu. Says the Magen Avraham, I don't know why you don't say Atach HaNatanu. Brings on the Magen Avraham, explains why you don't say it. It's not Machmir Lamayim, so what do you do? Now this is very Negea. Actually, somebody, a relative of mine, told me they were on a cruise to Alaska. And Marv was over, Shabbos was out at, 11 o'clock at night. They were not waiting up, they were elderly. They were not waiting up for such a time. They went to sleep at, 9, and you make Havdalah in the morning. The question is, what do you do about Atach HaNatanu in Havdalah? And this is for kids, Bechlal, in England, different places, that they the kids go to sleep early, that they still daven in the morning. They didn't hear Havdalah yet, and they went to sleep. Beforehand, what do you do with Atach HaNatanu? Do you stay Atach HaNatanu in Shacharis or not? So Lamais the Mishnah Berurah in Sim Reish Tati Dalad is Machriya that you do say, even though over here he doesn't really tell you what to do. In Sim Reish Tati Dalad by Hilchos Matzah Shabbos, he tells you that you do say. He's Machriya that you say it in the second one, not like Rav Gevager. Rav Gevager Tanya that the din of Dala is the first tefillah after Shabbos is supposed to be Mavdil. You're not supposed to be Mivakish your Bakashas before your Mavdil. So the first tefillah after Shabbos you Mavdil. Lamais the Mishnah Berurah is Machriya. No, in the tefillah Tashlumin, which is for Mariv. That's when you say Atach HaNatanu, if you were not Mavdil yet Alakais, which Pashtis you weren't. If you woke up in the morning, you're not going to be Mavdil before Shacharis. So you first daven Shacharis, and then if you were Mavdil Alakais, then you don't have to say Atach HaNatanu. But if you're not Mavdil yet Alakais, then in Chanami, you should say Atach HaNatanu in the Tfilas Tashlumin for Mariv. Sif Yud Aleph. Tol b'mincho shal Shabbos v'sval shmur n'yesef v'lehizkir shal Shabbos v'sval v'shal Shabbos shtayim v'inu Mavdil b'shniyo. V'sval shal b'teris nadova in Yisrael chadash v'dover. This is the machloikis of the Rabbein Yehuda and the Chachmei Provincial that we saw, which is lechur negeya to very many nidoinim, and it's not clear how the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber passed. It seems that the Mechaber is quoting Rabbein Yehuda. The Rabbein Yehuda says lahedya, the Talmidei Rabbein Yehuda says that Rabbein Yehuda was mistapik at a paskin. That means he believes it's a suffik. It's a suffik what to do. And therefore, in such a case where it's a shaila whether or not you should be davening shmir nesrei, be mispalel b'teres nadavo in tzarich l'chadash b'davar and make it tonight, like the Mishnah Berurah says. If I'm a chuyiv to make it up, chuyiv tashlumin like chachmei provincial, then it's tashlumin. If not, it's a nadavo. The issue with this is if it's erev Shabbos and you forgot on erev Shabbos and now it's Shabbos, you can't say tefillas nadavo on Shabbos. Maybe they can't make this tonight. Maybe you're stuck. If a person didn't say v'sein talam atel evrocha on Erev Shabbos, Lechero, then Friday night he can't make it up. There's nothing to do because you have a Machlekes between the Chacham Provincial and Rabbein Yehuda, and therefore you have to make it tonight, and you can't make it tonight. Now, we mentioned last time that Reb Chaim, in Chidush Yagrach, the stencils, the first shtickle in the Sefer, he says that Saint Talmud Levracha is different. The whole Machlekes between Chacham Provincial and Rabbein Yehuda is dafka benegia to Haskaras Meina Mori. Didn't say Yal V'yavai Ukedeme. However, if you didn't say V'sein Talmud L'Bracha, it's chilek of the matbea of the bracha. And according to everybody, you're not yitzim. V'meila by him, there's no suffik. A person that davens on Erev Shabbos and he forgets to say Mincha on Erev Shabbos, forgets to say V'sein Talmud L'Bracha, you are mashlemin on Friday night according to Reb Chaim, because you don't have to make it tonight. He says even Tosis is going to be masking that you weren't yitzim your first tefillah. Your first tefillah is ki'ilu lo yispalo klal, because you were mashanim at beis shetavu chama bracha. The halacha ma'aseh, do we pass this way or not? The mashmoris is Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in Hartzvi, he's chorlik on it. He's mitzayin that lechoro there's a raya from the Mishnah Berurah in Unz Rusif from Rish Lamed Hei in Sifkal Lamed Hei. He says he brings out the Magen Avraham Mishochach Talo Motor or Mashav Ruach b'Shabbos Oy Mashav Ruach b'Shabbos for Shchedish b'Mincho Oy Shishochach Shara Davar Metzich Alach L'Espal L'Kuli Al Mispal B'Erev Shteim the Yavriach Zeh B'Tfilas HaTashlumim. He says that the only time that you wouldn't go back and daven another Shmoneh Esrei according to the Chachmei Provincial is in a case where you're not gaining anything. But let's say you are going to gain something. For example, you didn't daven, it was Minchon Resh Chedesh. Minchon Resh Chedesh, and you didn't say Yalav Yavai. So according to Rabbein Yehuda, you don't daven another Marv. But let's say in addition to forgetting Yalav Yavai, you forgot the same Talmud Levracha. So now you do go back. Because you're going to gain the same Talmud Levracha. As they said to Mishnah Berurah. Shaila is, even if you wouldn't gain the same Talmud Levracha according to Reb Chaim, you still have to go back. Even if it would be a case on Erev Shabbos,
and you forgot to say Mesein Talmud Levracha, so on Shabbos you're not going to say not Yalav Yovari and not Mesein Talmud Levracha, according to Reb Chaim, you still have to go back. Mr. Burr says no, only because you're going to be Marviach the Mesein Talmud Levracha and you're in Tefillas Tashlumin. But if you're not going to be Marviach Mesein Talmud Levracha and Tefillas Tashlumin, then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no reason to go back. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no reason to go back. Now, according to Reb Chaim, according to everybody, you have to go back if you didn't say Mesein Talmud Levracha. L'chor Meduyik in the Mishnah Berurah, not like Reb Chaim. They have the same talmud I saw. Also, brought down Shlomo Zalman goes the same way. Halacha l'maisa, not like Reb Chaim, which would mean halacha l'maisa. If a person did not say the same talmud l'vrocha in mincha of Erev Shabbos, then he is not mispalat tefillas tashlumin on Friday night. He's not mispalat tefillas tashlumin because he cannot make it tonight. And since we don't know who he paskin like, therefore he doesn't make it tonight. That's all going with the anocha that it's takas safek. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says the reason why why you mispalat tefillas nedavim, you don't need chiddush, is because mi'ikur hadin we paskin like chacham kevinsa. That's what he says. And not only that, that's mashmoyis the Mishnah Berurah we saw last month in Tzimukuf Peches, in the Chelek Beis. He says that a person that doesn't daven, a person in Birchas Hamazon that leaves out a Haskaras Meina Ma'aro, he says nizbatal habirchas Hamazon harishon legamri. He says, if you weren't masking main amuro, nizbatal abirchas amazin rishon legamri. It's mashma that it's totally nizbatal. According to this, it would come out that in a week and a half, on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, if a person, which was the case that Ritzvi Pesach was talking about in his tshuva, if a person on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, daven Shmein Esrei, and forgets Yalav Yaveh, and he goes back, and he says Yalav Yaveh, and forgets the same Talmud Levracha, according to Chachmei Provincial, he has to daven a third Shmein Esrei. Because he doesn't have any Shmoneh Esrei. According to Rabbeinu Yehuda, he has whatever he needs. He has two Shmoneh Esreis. One of them has the Yalav Yaveh, one of them has the same Talmud Levracha. Mamikru Zeh Chosen. However, according to Chacham Ravintzio, you mess up in your first one, it's Nizbat Lagamri. You mess up in the second one, it's Nizbat Lagamri again. You have to go back. And this is again, it's a Kamva Kamva Dvarim. A person on Tisha B'Av, or on a Tainis, born again. Asar B'Tavis is coming up. And if a person forgets to save the same Talmud Levracha on Asar B'Tavis, when he goes back and davens again, does he have to say Anenu another time? What happened to the Anenu that he said before? Or no, the Anenu already said. Bechlal, should he say Lechatchila? If you don't have to say, because we hold like Rabbeinu Yehuda, and you already yotze, then saying Anenu is hefsek. To say something that you don't need to say in Shmoneh Esrei, you're right that it's Shayach to the day, and we're not going to make you go back. However, you shouldn't say Lechatchila. All these cases, any time, it's Negea to Kamva Kamva Dvarim, whether or not it's Negea to benching also, benching on Shabbos Yantif. He said you'd say in the first one, and he forgot Yalav Yaveh. He said Yalav Yaveh in the second one, and forgot to say. Does he have to bench the third time? So, together these questions, if we're talking about Shmoneh Esrei, you could always do a Tefillas Nedava. By benching, it's not so simple, Bechlal. Because there is no Tefillas Nedava. L'chor, the best thing to do in such a case is the Mashmoris of Mishnah Berurah, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan paskens, is that Mi'ikur Din Pasken Lechachem Provincial. I saw, we mentioned this last month, the Kama Paiskis Manenu say you don't have to bench a third time on Shabbos or Shredish, Shabbos Yantif. It's not clear why, though. Not clear why. L'chor, the Mashmoris of Mishnah Berurah is not that way. L'chor, the best thing to do in such a case is to ask somebody else to be mighty with a Birchas Hamazon. Or if you have another Kazayis, to teach another Kazayis. But the place can go that you don't have to. But L'maisa, from the way that the Chacham Ravincia, from the way that Aruch HaShulchan says in our Sif, that we pass in Me'ikar Adin L'Chacham Ravincia, and the way that the Mishnah Berurah seems to say Birchas Hamazon, sounds like that's what he's choshesh for L'chatchila. Therefore, one should be choshesh for it, should he need to. And the final Sif of Siman Kuf Ches. Atoya umazkir me'ina ma'uro ma'uro shar yaman betfilah shlebezmano le'yavei asoko. Hagom yum nizkir shetoa poiz gefil v'em sabrocha. This we saw that Dr. Moshe was mazbir. He says that we learn out from Atochan Antonu that the same way that if a person says Atochan Antonu both tefilas matzah Shabbos, it's not considered hefsek even though he's only supposed to say in one. So to any time that a person says something that he's not supposed to say, then it's not considered a hefsek. And the Achreinu matmiyan, they say, what are you talking about? Atochan Antonu, it's shayach to Matzah Shabbos. It's shayach to the time. Even you didn't have to say that Shmoneh Esrei, it's shayach to the time. Not only that, the Taz says you can say Atochan Antonu on a Tuesday afternoon also. Not on a Tuesday afternoon, which is shayach. On a Thursday afternoon, you said Atochan Antonu. It's a tefillah that's not shayach specifically to Matzah Shabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mavdil, Kadosh Baruch Hu help us, that we shouldn't be choyta b'chlal the entire vach. It's a tefillah which is shayach to any time of the year. However, a person says on Rish Chedesh, Yom Rish Chedesh Hazeh, the Lechur Sheker Mukhlet. How can it be that it's not considered Hefzik? Maisa Shoyo, Echon Mnei Chabura told me that a guy came over to him, Kinir, that the guy was was not paying so much attention to Chazor Sashat, which is not such a raya, because already recently I saw twice that the Shatz didn't say Anenu, and no one caught him. No one caught him. Until a few brachas later, somebody, one person caught. Twice this happened over the past, myself included. Didn't catch the Shatz that he didn't say Anenu. Didn't say Anenu. So that means that not everybody is, that's why when Mitzvah will get up to Chazor Sashat, what you should have in mind, it should be Tzvilas Nedava, Al-Tanai, Al-Safik. Either way, what happens? So this guy comes over to this friend of ours, Echad Ibn Echabur, and he says, please, tut me a teva. For Musaf, you should go up. The Chazar Mamish was kvetching during Shacharis. Please, for Musaf, go up. He looks at me and says, what are you talking about? It's not Rosh Chodesh today. Rosh Chodesh is tomorrow. Because he didn't realize that the Shat didn't say Yal V'Yavai, but he said Yal V'Yavai in Shacharis. The Shal is, what's the story? Does he have to go back and daven again? What's halacha l'maisa? Maisa shayek achor. Does he have to go and daven again? He davened Yal V'Yavai. This was a Maisa that happened also. We mentioned this when we're learning Hilchos Shabbos. So Chanukah is coming up, so I'll mention the Maisa. That a person lit Chanukah licht Friday night, the Erev Shabbos. He lit the first one of the Chanukah licht in the window. Gitzur, he comes to shul, and it's not Chanukah. Chanukah is Matzah Shabbos. He's embarrassed beyond words. The question is there any way to move the Chanukah licht from the window? So no one should know. Is there any way to move it? That was the Hilchos Muktzah Shaila that we had back then. Now, you have a different Shaila. Because he said in Shemayin Esrei, Bimei Matis Yom. So now, Alanisim HaBukhah, Shasiz Lam Zeinu Bimim Bazman Hazeh. Now Bazman Hazeh, Sheker Mukhlat. L'chura, what do you do in these cases? And the third case, actually, I just heard this, it's interesting. The person, there's somebody that gives a shir on the bus, back home after Second Seder. On the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, on Thursday, he says, when he was in Yeshiva, he was a shtickle left, he was a shtickle shikr also, it was Purim, and Lahedya B'meizid, on Purim, he said, B'mei Matis Yom, and say, B'mei Mordechai. What's the story? You have to go back, you don't have to go back. So there it could be that he's a shikr, he doesn't have a din of B'meizid. La'alacha L'maisa, just to be a second, La'alacha Mishnah Berurah, Kedai to know them, Kedai not to come to such a situation, but it happens. And therefore, a person should know what the halacha is. In a case, it seems that the achroas ha-mishnah berurah lamaisa is that in a case where he said something which is not sheker muchlat, he started saying yalav yovei v'yagia v'yirei v'yotzei v'shomav v'kodesh zichroninu v'gdeninu, and then he catches himself. You're right; it's not shaykh to today specifically. However, it's not sheker, and therefore just continue davening from where you are. However, if you said something which is not shaykh b'chlal to the day, for example, L'chor Matzei Yom Kippur, you said, V'chazvenu, V'sefer Chaim Tovim. It's not the Zman Ksiv anymore. Maybe Ketayna, what you have till Ishan Rabba, lay there. But L'chor, it's not the Zman Ksiv anymore. It's not the Zman Ksimo. L'chor, in such a case, in a Chanami, it's Sheker. You would have to go back to the beginning of the Bracha, or if you're in the end, if the last three Brachas, go back to Ritzei. Which in this case, when we have to go back to Ritzei. Something which is not Shai Taradei, or in Yalav Yavai, this our fellow who said Yalav V'Yovai B'yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, then he would have to go back, if he caught himself, he would have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. However, if he finished the bracha, or he finished Shemoneh Esrei, certainly if he finished Shemoneh Esrei, says the Mishnah Berurah that even if you said Sheker Muchlat, you do not have to go back. You don't have to go back at the end of the day. That's how the Mishnah Berurah passes. So in these cases, in a Chanami, the fine fellow would not have to go back. Yeshlein, the guy that was amazed, that was a shikr, I don't know if he could be amazed if he was a shikr. He has the din of maybe he's a preshe, I don't know. I don't know what halacha he has. In the case where he says, Me'at Asiyo B'nechen Kohen Gadol, on Purim, L'chero, the Be'etzem Alanisim is Shaykh Terate, Alanisim is not considered a problem. Alter Me'at Asiyo, then it's amazed. The truth is that in Simin Kuf Dalet, Mishnah Berurah talks about a person that sach b'meizid in the middle of Shemayin Esrei, and he blives tzarechi and gadol what to do l'maisa. At the end of Simin Kuf Dalet, he says, im sach b'meizid tzarechi and gadol b'din zeh. Yesh erim d'chur zeh tegev v'yish atfila filo b'sich mu'etes, v'yesh erim d'lo yishno b'in shegi l'meizid. L'churra, if a person finished already, then safik baruch l'alko, he shouldn't go back. Where it's the safik of his mispal, l'churra, the best thing he should do is a nedava in such a case. Definitely, it's not kedai to speak in the middle of Shemar Nesai at any point. And if it was bemezid, Tasa Shel Tzochem, the Chur, according to Mishra Brura, Vlad Storchi and Gadol, Mikra Adini, would not have to go back. However, Tfilas Nadova is maybe kedai to do in such a case. That's Simin Kufches. Just, I spoke over some of the Inyanim with the Erlum, but again, to the Machlekes, Tinim Hud, and the Rabbanon. Just a few ideas in the Machlekes. We saw this Machlekes in the Mishnah on next Sugyo. We saw this Machlekes in the Sugyo on the Mishnah on Chavav and Aleph. When Tfilas Mincha, when you're allowed to be Mispal Tfilas Mincha. Chachom say Tfilas Mincha at Erev, and Yehuda Oimer at Plaga Mincha. The Gemara says, how do we pass Kanalach Lamaisa? The Ovid Kamaravid, the Ovid Kamaravid. What does it mean, Dava Kamaravid, Dava Kamaravid? It's the three Machlekes Rishonim. The Rosh, Rabbeinu Yerino, and this is how it's paskin by the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, the Halacha, and Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, Beis Hashem, the Elul. The Halacha is, once, when you're 13 years old, you get the choice, every boy, Ger Katan, Matbil Nasei Adas Bezim, you ask him when he's 13 years old, if he wants to go back, after that, he has that one day to decide, and after that, there's no more decisions. So to over here, we ask him on his 13th birthday, do you want to pass like a Yehuda, or do you want to pass like a Chachamim? Whatever he does that first night, he davens Mincha. When the first night that he's bar mitzvah, he davens mincha right before, after plaga mincha, for the rest of his life, an mei ve'esrim, that's what he does. No switching back. David k'maravid, David k'maravid. You're allowed to choose who. But not day to day, switch off. The Ra and the Meiri say no, there's no problem. Only in the same day is there a tarchit d'sasi. But to do on Sunday like Rabbi Yehuda, on Monday like the Chachamim, and Tuesday like Rabbi Yehuda, on Wednesday like the Chachamim, that's not a problem at all. Says the Meiri, why? It says it's din derabanan. Tefillah is only din derabanan. But derabanan ikilu. As long as it's not attacked the sasri in that day, it's like shtei shvilin. You're allowed to go. If a person went down, one of them is someone. The story went down. The first one, savi derabanan lekulo. Went down the second one, savi derabanan lekulo. In the case of where it's savi tumur shel saramin, and memela, there's no memela. There's no even in the case of attacked the sasri. If it's the same person, actually, there might be different. Even when it's attacked the sasri by shtei shvilin. We're Mako. So it's over here, we're Mako. It's two different days. The Rush in Simon Aleph, Perak Aleph, Simon Aleph, brought down from Rabbeinu Tam that the Minig Oilam was, and the way that Rabbeinu Tam was Masber, is that the Oilam davened Mincha after Plag, and nevertheless they davened Mariv before Sezik Chavim. Why? Because Betfili Kilu. Even though to do a Tarti Tzatzi, even on the same day. David Kamaravid means even on the same day you could do. You could do Mincha like the Chachamim and daven after Plag, and Mariv like Abihud and daven before Sezik Chavim. That's how it seems like in Rabbeinu Tam. Lamais, like we said before, what's that? One halachic day before Shkia. Bonagi. One halachic day. Whatever the halachic day is, yeah. Sun. You mean even if the night before and you didn't? Yeah, lachar. One, we don't reckon with the night before. If you daven mar, yeah, lachar. Good hour. Lachar, we daven with the minchan mar of that day. The Gemara says, Rav davened, Tzolei shel Erev Shabbos, shel Shabbos b'Erev Shabbos. Rav davened, like Rabbi Yehuda, he davened the Tefillah of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. Correct the Gemara. And the Rishonim speak out that Rav never davened Mincha after Plaga Mincha in his life. Rav went, and that's he went, like the Rosh says. Whatever he did Mincha only up until Plaga Mincha. From Plaga Mincha, he was knowing like Rabbi Yehuda, that you could have a Marv. Correct the Gemara, Oymer Kiddush HaLakoyis, Ha'ena Oymer Kiddush HaLakoyis. Did he say Kiddush when he davened the Mariv on Friday night after Plaga Mincha and he came home and it's still before Tzitzik Chavim? He said Kiddush or he didn't say Kiddush? The Shaila is, what's the question? Of course he said Kiddush. Why shouldn't he say Kiddush? He's very Mekabel Shabbos. It's ready Shabbos. Why shouldn't he say Kiddush? According to Yehuda, he's very Mekabel Shabbos. Why shouldn't he say Kiddush? So Lachor, it's Pasha, just to clarify. It's Pasha that according to Yehuda, this whole din is a Kiddush in Tefillah. Tefillah is connected Evarnu Pedorim, and Erev Evarnu Pedorim is already brought from Plaga Mincha. Mamela, the Tefillah is also able to start from Plaga Mincha. But it doesn't mean that the day changes. And like the Pnei Yeshua says, Pshita de Pshita, that you don't even need a Raya, that according to Yehuda on Shabbos afternoon, if a guy davens Marv early, that he's allowed to do Malacha. It's Pasha that he's not allowed to do Malacha. It doesn't change the day. And Lachor, it's also Pshita de Pshita, according to Yehuda, if a baby is born after he davened Marv, and it's still before it says Kechavim, that his bris is 8 days later, not 9 days later. It's not on it's the eighth day from today. We don't consider it on the next day. It's not considered the next day. That's Pasha. If you look at the Chumash Adeshen in Simen Reish Mem Ches, Benegias Hefsek Taro, he's Masber the Chilukim. When do we say it is considered the next day? When it's not considered the next day? It's a big Machlekes actually. When yes, when no. But Lachur, the Yisoid is Benegias the Tefillah, V'cholam Estayef Menat Tefillah. Anything which is Shaykh the Tefillah, it's we consider it as as the next day. Consider as the next day, we consider Laila. Now the Shailah is on Erev Shabbos, how do we done it? On Erev Shabbos, do we done it when you're Makabel Shabbos early? You mamas change it to Shabbos? And you can say Kiddush now or not? What's the Shailah? The Shailah is, what's the halacha of Tisefa Shabbos? When you add on to Shabbos, you know that a person that's Makabel Shabbos, he gets Skila Rachman on the sun. That's it. There's a din of Tisefa Shabbos, according to the Rif, the Rush, Kama Vekama Rishenim, that's how we pass in halacha l'maisa. That there is a din of Tisefa Shabbos midaraisa. The mitzvah daraisa learned out of Zohar Shema Shabbos the Katshari. To be Moisif Michol al HaKodesh. To be Moisif Michol al HaKodesh, that means you have to add on to Shabbos. The Shabbos that we have that goes from Tesek Gachavim or Bein HaShmashis till the following Bein HaShmashis, Tesek Gachavim. There's a mitzvah to add on to that. How much do you have to add on? We saw in the Rush, we saw in Tesis. It doesn't say anywhere how much you have to add on. A Mashu is not enough, but it doesn't have to be a long time, said Tesis. The Rush said a Mashu is not enough, but it doesn't have to be a long time. How much time is it? It's not clear b'chlal. Mishnah said we don't know. Lamaisa halacha lamaisa. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Tamach Aleph says it's not more than 13.5 minutes. Is Moichiach in the Bir Halacha? It's not more than 13.5 minutes. However, he's choishish up till 13.5 minutes. Ramosha in the Tshuva, the well-known Tshuva where Ramosha was caught in a car driving to after Hadlakas Neiris, 13 minutes before Shkia, who was driving to Yeshiva to Mincha, and someone gave him Tehachah. And he says, how can you do this? After your Makabel Shabbos, after Hadlakas Neiris. After Zman Hadlakas Neiris, 18 minutes before him. He says, Ramesha, Baruch Hashem, we still have people in our door that give Techocha, thank you, grace the dank. No, he was serious. He says, but you're dead wrong. He says, Al Tamar Asayin, there is no Mar Asayin Bechlal. I was Makabel Shabbos. Al Tamar Asayin, there is no Mar Asayin, because you didn't know the Halacha. The person that doesn't know the Halacha, there's no Mar Asayin. That's not what Mara Sayin is. Mara Sayin is, it looks like you're doing not like the Halacha. But if a person simply doesn't know what the Halacha is, then it's when a person knows what the Halacha is, you know that you're not allowed to drink dam. And it doesn't look like it's dam of a fish. It's not dam of a whatever it is. So therefore, it looks like it's something which is dam of an animal. It looks like it's something which is aser. However, in a case where the person doesn't know what the Halacha is, there's no. And he says, Mamela, until I was 11 minutes before the Zman of Tesefes Shabbos, says Ramosha. It was 13 minutes, he says. I was 11 minutes before the Zman of Tesefes Shabbos. It's not a problem at all to drive. And he said, anyhow, he said afterwards, Bli Nedes Mekam on himself not to drive after Hadlakas Neiris because the Maitha people made a mistake. God Lador, he was Chosh. However, not Chosh that he did something wrong. It's Chosh for people that are making mistakes. Lamaitha is Meduik in the Tshuva that Tesefes Shabbos is 2 minutes. Tesefes Shabbos is 2 minutes. What happened during these 2 minutes? How, and that's what people are knowing, Lamaisa, maybe out to Safi Dereisa, at least 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes, when he gets a Sefer Shabbos, to add on before Shkir. What happens if Rachman al-Atlan, a person, lights a match, Isser Dereisa, lights a match 1 minute before Shkir? In the 2 minutes of Sefer Shabbos, he's Mechal Shabbos. What's his din? We throw him off a cliff because it's Kilo? Or it's just not a nice thing to do? How do we done it? So, the Mishnah Brura goes, La'alach l'maiso, it's actually Machlaik is how we down to Sefer Shabbos, but most Rishonim that hold it is in to Sefer Shabbos, hold that it's a mitzvah, asei daraisa, but there's no chiv skilin, there's no karas. There's no, the main is mevatel mitzvah asei. There's a mitzvah to be maiso, michal ha-kodesh. A person that does malacha was mevatel the mitzvah to be maiso, michal ha-kodesh, but there's no skilin, there's no nothing. Let's say a person is makabel Shabbos a half an hour early. Way more than Tesefes Shabbos. Tesefes Shabbos is 2 minutes. I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos from Plag HaMincha, half an hour early. What's that? Can I extend the Tesefes Shabbos for as long as I want up to Plag HaMincha? You're right, I only have to do 2 minutes. But I want to be Makabal Shabbos half an hour early. I meant to bring in the sign. Every week they put up a sign in front of, in our lobby of our building that in America they bench like 18 minutes beforehand. Some places in Eretz Yisrael they bench 20 minutes beforehand. In Bnei Brak, 30 minutes beforehand. In Yerushalayim, in Beit Ar, where I live, 40 minutes beforehand. They put up a sign that you should try to be Makdim 10 minutes beforehand, 50 minutes beforehand. And we know that women of Makabel Shabbos, 50 minutes when bench lift. So if you bench lift 50 minutes before Shkia, what is that? What is that Zman? Chas v'shalom, somebody's Makabel Shabbos then, and then they're Makabel Shabbos. What is that? Is that a bitul mitzvah essay? Because they extend the Tesefes Shabbos. Tesefes Shabbos only has to be 2 minutes, but they extended the Tesefes Shabbos to 45 minutes. You only have to do 2 minutes, but it's up to you to decide how much you want to do. You can make it 45 minutes if you want. Or do we say, no, Inka Zedavah. You can only, Tesefes Shabbos is Tesefes Shabbos, 2 minutes. After that, anything more than that is only Dinder Rabbanan. You're Makabel Shabbos, Midder Rabbanan, we consider Shabbos. But there's no Bitul Mitzvah, it's a Dinder Rabbanan. The Rabbeinu Yonah is mistapik in the shayla, and lechura it's machlekes Rashi Tosfos in our sugya. Rashi says that there was ma'isa shayla that Rav Dimi bar Levoi davened Marav on Erev Shabbos. He thought it was already nighttime, and then he realized afterwards that it was still during the day. So Abaye told him, "That's a toys. Don't worry about it. Skilas if you didn't daven, not a problem, and you can even do malacha." Shrek the Gemara, you can do malacha. What's going on over here? We see that there's a Meister Shahid that they davened Matzei Shabbos on Shabbos, and then they realized that it was still during the daytime, and they said, "Hol v'ispalalu ispalalu." They said, "What do you mean? You ready daven? You daven? You daven? There's no engel that davar that it's a toys." It's more said Sibur Shani. There's a chiluk between Sibur and Yochid. Rashi says over there that it was a toys his Kabbalah, and therefore the Tosefes Shabbos that he was makabel on himself is not considered a Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes says no. The like appears Rashi. Tosefes says also we should say that L'chumra, that there's a Kabbalah Shabbos. Deloik appears Rashi. What does it mean, Deloik appears Rashi? The Oilam asks, what does it mean? If you look at the Marashal says, Betim Rashi and Taisus both say that he was Makablan himself Shabbos. There's just a difference between Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says you're Makabal Taisefe Shabbos, which is a Din D'Oraisa. And according to Taisus, it's not a Din Taisefe Shabbos, it's only a Din of Kabbalah Shabbos, Ayyid Tfil, which is Din D'Rabbanan. In a Hanami, there was a Kabbalah Shabbos. The question is, how do we done it? Is it a daraisa of Tosefes Shabbos? That means Rashi learns you could extend your Tosefes Shabbos as long as you want. And Tosefes says, no, Inka's a davar. Tosefes Shabbos is 2 minutes. If you're Makabal on Shabbos earlier than that, then in a Hanami, it's only a din derabanan. L'chur, the reason why Tosefes did not want to say like Rashi, it's Kabbalah Shabbos, is because, how do you understand the Gemara? If he was Makabal Shabbos, me daraisa. So he made a toys. How can you go back on a Kabbalah daraisa? If it's only din derabanan, so you could say, hey, mamru, hey, mamru. The whole Kabbalah Shabbos is only din derabanan. You made a mistake, Chazal said it. He said it's not a problem. However, it's in the right to makabel on yourself, Tosefes Shabbos, it's much more shver to say that you're mafkia the Tosefes Shabbos, ayidei atois. L'chur, l'fidis, it's very gishmak. Also, what the Gemara Shaila was, what we asked before, and what was the Gemara Shaila? Can you be mekadesh ala kreis or not be mekadesh ala kreis? What do you mean? According to Rav, you're ready daven marif. You're ready makabel Shabbos. It's already Shabbos for you. Why shouldn't you be able to be mekadesh ala kreis? The answer is because it's only Shabbos midrabanan, according to Sez Taisus. It's only Shabbos midrabanan, it's not Shabbos midaraisa. Kiddush maybe has to be at a time where it's Shabbos midaraisa. If you look at the Tezer Rosh, that's the Tezer Rosh, it's Maaz B'da Shaila. Tezer Rosh says, what's the Shaila of the Gemara? Mishum de Kiddusha min aterehu, ein loy la'amri b'vayriyam. Since Kiddusha, Kiddush is a din daraisa, you shouldn't be saying it when it's not Shabbos midaraisa, only Shabbos midrabanan. According to Rashi, you have to understand what was the Gemara Shaila. According to Rashi, that when you're makabel Shabbos, then it's a din deraisa, it's a seven Shabbos deraisa. So what should be the shaila whether or not you make kaddish alakris or not make kaddish alakris? Kinira, so even though it's Shabbos midaraisa, but it doesn't have the choymer of Shabbos midaraisa, there's no skila, there's no, it's not in ganzen Shabbos midaraisa, so maybe kiddush is only shaykh when it's kodush in ganzen. And therefore, the pashtus would be according to taisa. That's why taisa didn't run along the grashi. It's only din deraban, and that's why if it's a toris, it's not a problem to be choyzer from the toris. And that's why also there was a shaila in the gemara whether or not you can make kaddish alakris or not make kaddish alakris. The last thing, what was the teretz of the Gemara? The Gemara says he said Kiddush Al HaKoyis. Why was he allowed to say Kiddush Al HaKoyis? If it wasn't Shabbos, why is he allowed to say Kiddush Al HaKoyis? So the Gemara says he was able to say Kiddush Al HaKoyis. Is that Dafka Lefir Bihuda? Lefir Bihuda, we consider it nighttime for Marv, we also consider it nighttime for Negev to Kiddush Al HaKoyis, or it's according to everybody. So what would be the Nafkamina? A big Nafkamina. Even if you don't go like a Bihuda, can it be Mekadesh? What a lot of people do, I spoke to a bunch of people, I myself do this many times, I spoke to a lot of people in the Chabura, they do this as well. You don't want to make early Shabbos. Early Shabbos is dangerous, we know. Why is early Shabbos dangerous? You daven Marav early, and yesterday you daven Mincha this time, so you shouldn't daven Marav. You could do it, a different day, B'chulu, not like Chatzchila. So what do? We get out of the problem. We get out of the problem, what do? We make Kiddush early, and after Plag HaMincha you make Kiddush, you have your Suda Shabbos, and after your Suda Shabbos you go and daven Marav, Bizman. Especially if you have Amshanov, you're terrific. You have in Mamish after your Suda, you're set. The Shaila is, did you get out of the problem? Or even Kiddush, to be able to make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, or it's even according to the Chacham? When the Gemara said that Rav davened early, did he make Kiddush al HaKoyis or not? The Gemara said, yes, he did make Kiddush. Is it Dafka Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, or is it even according to the Chacham? And that's the Shaila. You're getting out of the Shaila. Anybody that Paskins wants to get out of the issue of davening, making early Shabbos, and he makes Kiddush before, and did he get out of the issue? He didn't get out of the issue. Says the Torah. Even if it's the Sefer Shabbos, they're in the Raisa, but the Maisa, maybe it's not it's maybe that's only in Rebbe Yehuda. In Rebbe Yehuda, according to the Chachamim, that says that you're only supposed to do the tefillah. Let's see what the Ritz Geis is. You could be mechalek. The Torah says, brings down from the Ritz Geis, and somebody reads Tadi Gimel. He says, "Kimen shenogu kol Yisrael kechachamim, sheim ispal in arvis elami shechashecho." Since the minhag in Klal Yisrael is to daven marv till only after nighttime, ain lispal shel Shabbos bar Shabbos, don't make early Shabbos. Ve'ain lispal shel matzah Shabbos bar Shabbos, don't daven matzah Shabbos on Shabbos because you don't pass like Yehuda. Ve'ain lekadesh ulahavdil elu b'knisas yirmi tziyotzei. And it should only be Mekadesh B'knisas Hayyem B'tziyotzeh. Only B'knisas Hayyem B'tziyotzeh. One Shabbos, mashma, even though you have a Tesefa Shabbos, only the Zman of the Tesefa Shabbos. Zman of the Tesefa Shabbos, Yishlein, how long you can be Mamshach on Tesefa Shabbos. It sounds like according to the Ritz Geis, then in a Hanami, there's only according to Behuda, are you allowed to make Kiddush earlier. But not according to Behuda, you should be allowed to make Kiddush earlier. However, Lalach L'maisa B'Seisa says that the Rif and the Rambam say it's not a problem. Now, not the Rambam and the Rosh say it's not a problem. And the truth is that if you look at the Rosh in our Sugya, and the Rambam says the same thing actually in Lalach, but the Rosh in our Sugya, when he answers the Gemara Shaila, he mamish goes l'shitasi and he explains it like this. He says, what's the pshat? The Gemara says, are you allowed to make Kiddush Alakoyz early or not? Maybe you have to say Kiddush Dafko when it says Man of Kiddush Shabbos Midaraisa. The Gemara says, no, you do make Kiddush. Says the Tzitz Rosh, what was the Teretz of the Gemara? His lashon is umasik. The Gemara comes out. Shaya oimer gam kedusha lakoyz. Mishum dechsiv zocher es yom haShabbos. Demash masamach leknis osay. We'd like to see zocher be yom haShabbos. Doesn't say zocher be yom haShabbos lekatchay. That kiddush has to be made on Shabbos. It says zocher es yom haShabbos lekatchay. Samach leknis osay. That's lashon the Rambam as well. Mitzvah zechir laimer ben mishas knis osay ben koydum leshas zukimah. Doesn't have to be mamish at the time. Zocher yom haShabbos lekatchay doesn't have to be on Shabbos. Maskaras Gemara is be even before Shabbos, and Memela and Echanami. It's not lechora dafka for Rebbe Yehuda. They're holding not like the Ritz Geis, and they hold even though Mariv, we paskin like the Chachamim. You're only supposed to do at night. However, Kiddush has a different din, and Kiddush you could do even during the day because the mitzvah of Kiddush is lav dafka when it's Shabbos, even if it's before Shabbos, still makayim the mitzvah a zochras yom Shabbos the kachar.